You know, we're not even worried about last year. That team was that team. You know, it's a whole new regimen. We have everything is different. Our mindset's different. This is definitely a re-energized team. Our focus is on only getting better every day. So when it comes, you know, our first game of the year, we're ready to hit this field running. And you see it out in practice. You know, every guy's flying around. So I'm just excited to just get in here, get my physicals, and let's get things rolling.
What kind of expectations do you have for the competition in the secondary? Obviously, a lot of new faces and kind of a different feel than has been here in years past.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for myself, I'm going to bring whatever I bring to the table. You know, I'm going to fly around. I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to make plays. That's just what I do. But I think what Chip has done at every position, not just the secondary, everybody's competing. You know, I don't think he's has anybody written down as a slotted starter. You know, out here, it's where it's going to be won. So I think it's an exciting time for all of us. You know, and I think we're competing against each other, but we're also pushing each other to become better teammates, become better players. And, you know, when it's all said and done, it's going to be the best 53-man roster.
Kurt, in that vein, I mean, you come here every year saying you're fighting for a job.
Yeah.
This year, though, they brought in so many guys at your position, some veterans, even young guys. So is it, do you acknowledge that it's even more uphill than past?
Nah, I'm competing against myself. Bottom line, I know what I'm capable of doing. You know, I've proven to be able to make plays, and, you know, in the NFL. That's not something that I'm worried about. It's just about me getting better every day, staying healthy. You know, because that's a big part of it. If I'm able to stay healthy, I'm able to play the way I want to play. So if I can continue to just practice hard, play hard, get better, you know, I'll be fine.
What's your advantage? What separates you when the competition starts? What do you think gives you any advantage?
I make plays. I see things happen and I make them. So I just got to stay consistent with my gameplay and continue to be a game changer.
Well, a lot of teams are bringing new coaches have road bumps, and there's that acclimation time. Do you foresee that happening?
We got to be honest. Chip is a great coach. He has a great staff. Not everything's going to be awesome. You know, there's going to be a low point. But I think what he's created to is, you know, how do we fight adversity? How do we respond to it? You know, and how are we going to attack it? And in everything that we do, whether it be, you know, the weather's been nice. It's generous right now. But, you know, last week it was 100 degrees. So I think we got to be able to practice in that. We got to be able to withstand it. And we got to be able to just love, you know, handling every single thing that may come our way.
Because Chip moves things so quickly. Do you feel like you had to be a little better shape in a sense this offseason and coming to camp even in more shape?
Absolutely. I just remember when I first practiced, in April, we had the Vets mini camp. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. But, you know, your body got acclimated to it, and you really actually enjoyed the pace. And I think it not only physically, but it mentally, it challenges you. Every single play, it's almost like your golf, and you got to, all right, I got a dog leg left. You know, you're always anticipating what's the next move, what is the offense going to do. You're always thinking what's the next step. So for me, I think it's keeping me on my toes. It's keeping me ahead of the curve. And when we play a team, we're going to be ready for almost anything.